News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Department of Health has today announced details of a new immunisation programme for respiratory syncytial virus. Thankfully, that is abbreviated to RSV, and it's going to run throughout the coming winter. Ellen Crushell is Deputy Chief Medical Officer at the Department of Health. Morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Jonathan. Thank you for having me on.
As a parent of children that are a little older now, I remember RSV, a particularly nasty little virus.
It really is, yeah. So, you know, in you or I, it might just cause a cold. But in babies, babies are particularly susceptible to it. They can get cough, fever, and some babies can get breathless. It interferes with their feeding. They may need to go to hospital and end up kind of requiring oxygen, or at the most severe end of the spectrum, requiring transfer to the ICU. So that's really difficult on babies, and obviously the stress on the family too.
Anyone who's ever been to a paediatric ED will know that about half of the children there are small babies with respiratory difficulty. So could the net effect of this immunisation campaign be to reduce that pressure, because the bug that would have caused a lot of that simply won't be an issue anymore?
Absolutely. And I, you know, I'm a paediatrician also, and I, you know, I think I speak for all of those involved in paediatric care, that this is a real game changer for the baby and the family, who will hopefully avoid getting sick and ending up in hospital, but also for the services. Every year, every single paediatric unit in the country is very busy with babies who are sick with bronchiolitis due to RSV. And last year, the campaign was run for newborns from September to the end of February, and we saw a significant reduction in hospitalizations and ICU admissions, as well as obviously a reduction in the whole community of our RSV amongst babies, which is really, you know, really, really welcome. So the impact of that on the hospitals can't be overstated, because every year when there's pressure due to RSV and babies, you know, in hospital, that impacts elective admissions, it can impact elective surgeries, and put pressure on ICU beds, and, you know, requiring cancellation of various
services. It's rolling out. It's rolling out to all babies under 6 months of age on the 1st of September 2025. So they're eligible for immunisation at their local clinic. Is there ever a chance that this will be included in the immunisations that you get in the hospital before you leave, or will you always have to elect to get it?
So there's two parts to it. So newborns will be offered it. So babies born between the 1st of September this year and the end of February, because it's a real seasonal bug. Those babies in the maternity units will be offered the opportunity to receive the immunization there before they go home from the maternity unit. The other group, the group that were born after the 1st of March this year, they'll be able to avail of it in the community clinics, which are being set up by the HSC. Now, there'll be more details on this on the HSC website in the coming days, and the HSC will be following up with more details. But there'll be a straightforward booking portal for those babies, so parents will go online and book their babies in.
And do older children need to get this, or is it really just a newborn thing? They're the ones who are most vulnerable, Ellen.
Absolutely. It's the small babies are the most vulnerable. So that first year of life is the highest vulnerability. There are, particular groups that are more susceptible within the babies, but after the first year, RSV doesn't tend to cause as much problems. And as children get older, it's less and less. So okay, it's primarily that target group that are being targeted.
Ellen Crushell, Deputy Chief Medical Officer at the Department of Health. Thank you for joining us on News Talk Breakfast. Go on, Ciara. You can educate me on the word that I absolutely butchered there a minute ago.
Respiratory syncytial virus. It's not that hard.
Yeah, I was never going to get that right. I mean, I'm glad that you used all those years of medical training to good purpose there.
That's what we used to spend all our time doing, learning how to pronounce words.
And write badly.
But you know what? This has caused a huge amount of problems over the last few years for families, for children, and for the hospitals as well, because they have been overrun because we've had outbreaks of RSV, and absolutely people should be getting their kids vaccinated.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.